Lester Maddox in Georgia?
No, I don't. I've heard of him, but
I was wondering what you call him, whether he would be a long neck or redneck or.
I don't know, but I've heard of him.
What about really insulting words for white people?
Well, now the children, I don't know about the grown up because I've never been around them where they call each other names and things. But the children, my baby said last year that a little girl called her a nigger, and she went up there and told the teacher. The child called her a nigger, and said she asked, "What do you say?" Said I called her a crackerback, and said she said, "Well, go sit down." And that's all she told them. So they both were angry with each other because they called them names.
Does cracker mean poor white or does it mean white?
Just white.
Okay. Have you ever heard honky or pud?
I've heard a honky, but not pud.
What does honky mean?
I think that's the poor people of Mississippi, white people.
Okay, and what would you call a child that's born in racially mixed marriage?
Half white kid or half black kid.
And would you know any? Well, this is probably way before your time, but any old-fashioned ways of that black people had of referring to white people that they worked for?
Their masters. Yes.
Do you ever hear the word captain in this situation?
No.
What about say people who live way out in the country? What might they be called?
Country people.
Okay, but sort of like say this old fellow that comes into town and on Saturday maybe and by the way he's dressed and everything, the way he acts, everyone could tell that
he's from the country.
What would you have a special way of referring to him?
Country man.
Have you ever heard anything like Hoosier or Hillbilly or?
Yes, I've heard Hillbilly. Just the hillbilly singles and things like that. No, I never hear them referred to hillbillies no other way.
The singers?
Yes.
I see. Okay, say if you were at a party and you looked at your watch and saw that it's around 11:30 or so, you might say, well, we better be getting home. It's, what, midnight?
It's time to go home, or time past bedtime.
Okay, or you say it's getting
late.
Yeah, would you say it's almost midnight or pretty near midnight or?
Almost midnight.
Okay. And say if it was icy outside and you were walking, you might say, well, that ice is pretty hard to walk on. I managed to keep my balance, but a couple of times I like.
To slip down.
Okay, I like, what?
To slip down.
Okay. And say if someone was waiting for you to get ready so that you can go with them somewhere, and they call out and ask you if you'll be ready soon, you might answer, I'll be with you in
a few minutes.
Or in
just a minute.
Okay. And say if you're going to Jackson and you know you're on the right road, but you're not sure of the distance, you might stop and ask how
far am I from Jackson?
Okay. And if you want to know how many times I did something, you might ask how
often.
Okay. And Say if I give you a choice of two things, and ask you which one you want, you might say, oh, it doesn't make any difference to me, just give me
either one.
Okay. And this part of my body is called my
forehead.
Okay. And this is my
hair.
And on a man, hair here would be a
beard.
A what?
Beard.
Well, I can't hear you.
His beard.
This would be it.
Ear.
Which one?
Left ear.
And this is my
right ear.
Huh?
Right ear.